Daf is Psachim Daf Zayin. We left off Psachim Vav Amud Beis. We got towards the bottom. We got into the Gemara past the two dots, about 15 lines to the bottom. But just to catch our bearings, let's go back to the two dots. Vav Amud Beis. Today's daf is not a long daf, particularly. I mean, it's not short, but it's not overly long. But it's a very relevant daf in Shas in general, in Brachas, in Hilchas of making Brachas of Mitzvahs. Okay, let's talk from Amar Yehuda Marav. Habaydik tzarech sheivatel. So we're at two dots, vav and beis, about 50 lines to the bottom. Amar Yehuda Marav, habaydik tzarech sheivatel. One who does bedika must also do bittel. So even though we start off at the beginning of Masechta and we said, when is bedika done? The night of the 14th, and we asked the question, why do you do bedika? If you do bittel, who needs bedika? We went the other way, right? We were discussing, we asked outside. The Gemara really kind of addresses it with the similar type answers. The Rishayim address it with, you're going to find the Shem B'yim Zeglus-Kiyofa. But now the Gemara is going in the other direction. If we do bedika, then why need to do bittel? Says the Gemara, my time. So why is Rav saying you need bittel as well? Inam shepirun. If it's because we do bedika, we don't get rid of the crumbs. There are crumbs that he's going to for sure miss. Halechashivi. The crumbs aren't chashiv. We pointed out on Friday, of course, as a big aside, that this is a big fallacy in cleaning, in chametz cleaning. When people clean the house for chametz, obviously it's very nice to get rid of the crumbs. It's nice for spring cleaning, but it's definitely not an obligation of cleaning chametz because of the small pirun, the small little crumbs of chametz are butlas. Actually, machlekes over here in this Gemara, when we talk about pirun, are we talking about pirun that are kazayas? Even now, we're talking about the shilas of kazayas, or no, we're talking about pirun that are smaller than a kazayas, but they may perhaps add up to kazayas. That's a discussion in the Rishayim. We're going to pasha to talk about small crumbs, but either way, the point is small crumbs certainly are butl. Halechashivi, they're not chashiv. Chidei, maybe you're going to say, keep them into agabese. Since it's protected agav the house, chashiv, that gives a chashivas. Something which is guarded is considered as if it's chashivas. So even though you're not really, when you guard your house, you're not guarding the crumbs, you're guarding your other possessions in the house. But because it's guarded, that itself gives a chashivas, says the Gemara, Vatani, we went to the Bryce, not like that. Seifeteinim, the figs that were unripe, down the trees at the end of the fig harvest. And the guy's watching his field, he's protecting his field, he's not protecting it for these figs, he's protecting it for grapes. Or, Saif and Avim, let's say you have grapes that weren't ripe, that were there at the end of the grape harvest. And the fellow's watching his garden because he's watching his field from for the gourd and the squash. So the halacha is, if the tak of the guy is makbid, if the babais is makbid for these grapes, for these figs, then even though he's really watching it primarily for something else, since he's makbid for these as well, so of course there's going to be a din of gezel there, and there's going to be a chiyuv of ma'aser as well. Asur b'shem gezel, the asur als gezel to steal these things, and because they're not hefker, because it's a gezel, chayav ma'aser, there's chiyuv of ma'aser. This man she'ein bal ba'is makbid leim help, if the bal ba'is is not makbid these things, if he's mafkid them really, he's just watching for the other stuff. He's protecting his field to protect the squash and the gourd, he doesn't care about the grapes, or he's protecting his field to protect the grapes, doesn't care about the figs. In those cases, those figs or grapes, on matar b'shem gezel, there's no gezel there, which is interesting. The fact that he doesn't care about that, apparently it's like there's some sort of clear hefker going on there. Okay. It's pater from meiser, because once it's hefker, it's pater from meiser. Once it's hefker, it's pater from meiser. Meaning even, it's really two separate madrigas. Pater mishum gezel with me is not makbid, therefore if you take it, it's not makbid. But to call that mamish hefker, and therefore it's pater from meiser, that would even be a higher madriga. It's mamish hefker. It's therefore it's not even chayib meiser. Okay. But the point is, even though it's watched, it's still being watched technically, because you're watching the field for other purposes. Since this item is not being watched, doesn't have chashivas. Back to our case, by the crumbs, since you're watching the house for other purposes but not for the crumbs, you don't care about the crumbs. The crumbs are bittel, they're not chashiv, and therefore you invite the shirunim to do a bittel on the crumbs. Once you do bedika, there shouldn't be a problem of, you shouldn't require bittel at all. What are you scared about? Small crumbs? You mevatel anyway. Says the Gemara, Amarava, no, we're scared that maybe you'll miss. You'll find a nice cookie, a nice piece of cake, and his mind will be on it, meaning it's going to be chashev in his eyes. So Rashi explains that the problem is that avada, he's going to ultimately be mevatel it, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. But the concern is that he's going to, for even before the Gemara addresses that question more specifically, the initial thought process of the Gemara is that when the person finds it, before he decides to mevatel it, he's going to, care about it for a minute, because it's a nice piece of bread, it's a nice piece of cake, it's a nice piece, a nice cookie. Since he didn't care about it, at that moment, he'll be over on Bayura Bayamatza. At that moment that he gives a chashivas, he'll be over. This fits very well, actually, with Rashi, that learned the whole idea of bittel. The whole idea, we're saying the gezer, actually, no, Let's leave that for now. They were saying, even though you're doing Bidika, you still have to do Bittel. The reason why you're doing Bittel is because we don't even have the moment that you were, that you find it, that for a second you decide you still want to keep it, and that makes you over. We don't want to have that. Therefore, you have to still be Mevatel. Now, what does help if you're Mevatel? If for a moment you still want to keep it, so again, Rashi, I was going to say, it's good like Rashi, on the contrary, it's very like Rashi. According to Rashi, that the Bittel is like a Bittel, it's not a Hefker. So for a moment you want to keep it, you give it Chashivas, then even Bittel's not going to help, because once you want to keep it for a moment, even if you again decide that you don't want to keep it afterwards, you mevatel it, but for that moment you still were, you gave a chashivas. The whole idea, according to Rashi, we explained this in Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, how does Bittel work? Does Bittel work that it's making it as if it's like dust of the world, it's lack of chashivas, that's Rashi, or does Bittel work that it's like hefker, that's Tosfos? If you hold this like hefker, then it's very geshmak, you mafker, once you mafker it, even if you give it an erich, you give a chashivas for a minute, it won't take away the shame hefker, and therefore it's fine. But according to Rashi, that Bittel is that you take away the chashivas. So in our Gemara, what are we saying? Be mevatel it, then in case you find it, and you're a little hesitant to mevatel it again, it's not going to be a problem. But it's a problem, because once you give a chashivas, it's no longer considered a Bittel. So there's some Rishonim I want to say, the ones that subscribe to Rashi, that say Bittel is not mamish Hefker, it's only you're considering it like dust. They want to say once you made a decision in your mind, even if you haven't seen this cake yet, but once after Bidika you say you're being mevatel any chametz, then even if you find it, you're not going to give it any erech, because you already made that concrete decision to mevatel it, so you won't even hem and hoah, you won't even hesitate. That's the ma'ale bittel. It'll make you not hesitate in the first place. Okay, says the Gemara still. Ask the Gemara now, but still. You do Bidika, you're doing Bittel because in case you find something, it should already be Bittel and you shouldn't run into the issue. Why be Mevatel it? Originally, once you do Bidika, there's no concern. If something comes up and you find it, be Mevatel then. When you find it, Gemara says no, because the problem is going to be if you find it after it's ready Aser, the Lab Rishus Academy. The halach is, once it's Aser, once it's Zman, where Chametz is Aser, it's Aser Bahana, something's Aser Bahana, is not really a Marishus. However, once I'm Marishus, I don't have a power of being Mevatelet. So if I'm Marishus, then why am I even over? So says the Gemara, big sign. If I'm Marishus, I can't be. If I'm Mevatelet, I can't be Mevatelet because I'm Marishus. I don't have the power to be Mevatelet. I don't have the power to say that it has no chashivas. However, but it's still mine, legabe diser. As the Gemara says, Amar v'lazer, shnei dvar meinim b'shus, them two things that are on a person's domain, v'asana katsukil b'shusay, and the Torah puts it in his domain to make him obligated. What are the two things? Elohim bar b'shus rabim. If a person thinks the bar b'shus rabim, he doesn't own the b'shus, yet he's responsible for the damages, right? That's them, this is Dina Hezek. But even though he doesn't own, he doesn't possess, it's not his property, he dug a bar b'shus rabim, lemais, we put it into his possession, so to speak, with regards to the obligation of the damage that takes place, is his chiyav. Similarly, chametz b'shesh asmal, chametz from 6 hours and on. Chametz after the 6th hour on Erev Pesach, which we had a hold off about it just 2 days ago, that it's us already for after the 6th hour. So chametz, once it's us, even though it's not in my shus, once us by now, I have no ownership, so I shouldn't buy your rabbi matzah. Ironically enough, it goes in a circle. Once it's us, there shouldn't be a buy your rabbi matzah. The Torah, by definition, tells me that if I have it in my possession, I'm buy your rabbi matzah, means even though it has no money, it has no monetary value, I have no ownership over it in reality, because it's chametz on Pesach, or chametz even on Erev Pesach, after 6 hours, but it's in my shus for the chiyah purposes. So ironically enough, it's in my shus. I can't be mevatel now because it's not in my rishus to mevatel it, but it's in my rishus to be over the issur. In fact, okay, fine. So you're telling me bidika is not enough. You need to do a bittel because in case you find something, it could lead to an issue, and especially if you find it on Pesach. So you do a bittel before Pesach. Why are we doing the bittel? Why are we doing the bittel? Right, but we said when a person has bidika, he also has to do bittel. So what we do after we finish the bidika at night, we do a bittel. Why do you do a bittel right after the bidika at night? Why not wait to do the bittel? I understand why you don't want to do it why you don't want to wait till Yantav itself, or till after 6 hours. But make the Bittel in the 4th hour of Pesach, in the 5th hour, a little before Yantav. Why are you making the Bittel already the night before? Says Markim Lavzmani, Isra, Lavzmani, Biura, Dilma Pashavim Vadli. Mars is a very simple svara. The 4th and 5th hour is not really a Zman of Isra yet. This really only starts after Chatzis, and it's not as man of beer. It's not the time where you're doing the Bidika either. You're not doing Bidika, you're not doing beer. So it's nishtar. There's nothing specific that we do at that time. We actually happen to do stuff at that time. We burn the chametz by that time because we're machmet to burn the chametz early. Pashtas is very clear in our Gemaras. Make right then the burning of the chametz only has to take place by the 6th hour. We do it already by the 4th hour. But the point is, since make right then that's not as man of doing something, therefore you're not going to remember to do a bittel at that time. They wanted to connect the bittel to some other action that we have to do, whether it's the bedik of the chametz or the burning of the chametz. Then my pashtu nivatli, therefore it's me peshe, I was scared, and I'm nivatli. Says the Gemara, fine, top of Zayin Malf, the nivatli b'shis, one he let him do bittel, in the sixth hour. Sixth hour is when you got to burn the chametz. So let him do bittul in that sixth hour. Since he has an act to do at that hour, he'll remember to do the bittul as well. Answers Gemara: Kibin the surah, Kibin the surah, drabbanan ilvai. Kiderais dami vavishes akaimei v'matzavatul. Even in the times of Gemara, we had a mechlekes read our marriage just a couple days ago. When the isser starts, is it ready? Are we ready? Makbar in the fifth hour? We're only in the sixth hour. But there's certainly an isser l'chol adayas both for mayor and a huge degree. And the sixth hour before chatzais, the minatara the isser of chametz for chatzais on erev Pesach and on. The chacham added that the sixth hour is also already usher. Since the sixth hour is already usher midrabbanan, it's too late. Just like we said before, that when it's not usher, it's not a marishus. And once it's not a marishus, I cannot be mevatlet. The sixth hour is asa midrabbanan. The isa midrabbanan makes that I can't mevatlet. Which is the basic idea is that even when something's asa midrabbanan, once it's asa midrabbanan, sai bachila, sai bana, so vaiter has no shavius. It's not considered it's a marishus anymore. And therefore, I can't mevatlet, even though it's not a biblical usher, it's only drabbanan. Therefore, the sixth hour is no good. Fifth hour, there's nothing to do. We're not doing anything in the fifth hour. And therefore, the best time to mevatlet is b'shas the bedika. We actually, what we do today is we say a nusach, a less encompassing nusach of bittul at night. B'shas the bedika, we do the bedika, and then after we say a less encompassing nusach of bittul, and then the morning after we finish the burning of the chametz, b'shas the burning at that time again. Both are b'shas what we're doing in action. B'shas the burning, the actual beer chametz, we make the burning in the morning. We make a more lengthy, a more encompassing bittul, and we actually over there that's some about the chametz that we saw and we haven't seen, right? Both chametz that we seen and we haven't seen, and we pointed out the other day we actually say a nusach of, we say bittul and we say ka'afra d'alma, which we said the chayra fits with both Rashi and Taisvis. The bittul could be a lashon of hefker, and afra alma could be a lashon like Rashi. The Rashi teaches bittul, which is I'm making it as if it has no shavius to me, has no value, not simply hefker. Our lashon that we say encompasses both. Okay, but says the Gemara that once it's already usman drabanan, I can't be vatal amar, means a proof to this idea that once something has an isid status drabanan, it already affects its a power to do things, even on a biblical level. Such as, says Gemara, Amar Gidam Rav, Amar Chibar Yosef Rav, Hamakadish as a Meshesh Shayat Lamal, one is Makadish a woman, with chametz in the sixth hour and up, so meaning before Chatzais, but from the sixth hour and up, which is only usher midrabanan, Afil Bechit Kunai, Kurdinyasa, even with Kurdinyasa wheat, in Chaysh the Kedushin, we're not Chayshis for such a Kedushin. Now, Chametz at that time is only Aser. This wheat was unique. It was a very hard wheat, and it does become Chametz easily. That's the point. It's Chametz that takes a long time to Chametz. That's the simple understanding of Gemara. It's wheat that doesn't easily become Chametz, and still, it's Aser right now, Midrabanan, because we're in the sixth hour. The halacha is, even though on a deraisa level, it's not even a nisur chametz yet, and it's something which is not so easy to become chametz, still, we're going to say that once midrabanan, we treat it like chametz, once midrabanan, the sixth hour is usher, the kedusha is not chametz. Rashi asks, what do you mean? Midrais, this person's married. He married the isha, he made the kedushin with this item, which right now is not chametz yet. It's not an isur chametz, because we're in the sixth hour. And midrabanan, we say it's a problem of chametz, so we're going to say someone that's biblically married, midrais, they're married. Midrabanan, we're going to say they're not married. Answers Rashi, famous, we know this is an idea through Rashas. Rashi says, yes. Called Mekadesh, whoever gets married, Adait to Drabon Mekadesh, that's why he said Kedas Meshav Yisrael. Whoever gets married, Adait Abedas the Chachamim, Vavkur Abon Kedush Renei, and Abon able to get rid of Kedushin, and the Mark explains, how does that work? The Mark explains, if it's Kesef Kedushin, if it's Kedushin Aide Mamin, like over here, then it would be Hefkebez and Hefke would say that has no value. They say that we don't consider as if money is given from the husband to the wife, it's not considered husband and wife. From the man to the woman, it's not considered, it's Hefkebez and Hefke. Even if the Kedushin was done with Bia, whether Abon want to say it's not a Kedushin, Shavu the Rabbanan bias nus. That's what we say. The Rabbanan made bias nus. Our case, that's not relevant for our case. Our case is clearly a case where he's mekadesh with his chametz, and we're saying that hefka bez and hefka will make it. We don't consider it even a marriage on a derais level. Tosfos actually learns that the Rabbanan over here is not even so much the sixth hour. Tosfos learns that the Rabbanan over here is that the chametz of this wheat. Because otherwise, why are we so busy with the wheat? Who cares what type of wheat it is? We're busy with the wheat because the wheat is a chametz which makes chametz nekshe. It's not really. It's a very hard. Not chashev, very hard, not typical, not something which you typically don't eat. Since you typically don't eat it, it's considered chametz only midrabanan. It's not considered a real, it doesn't really rise and make a proper dough that would be considered a chametz on a deraisa level. It's only chametz drabanan to begin with. The rest of the shakatai is still the same. It's a chametz which is only chametz drabanan, and you made a kedushin, and the rabanan is saying the kedushin is not chal, but I am deraisa level should be chal. The answer is going to be the same. Like Rashi is saying, afkur rabanan kedushin, the rabanan, we're mafkia the kedushin. I was just thinking, perhaps you may not have to come onto it over here. Afkur rabanan kedushin may means, in a case where rabanan didn't want the kedushin to be chal, so they say we make hefka bas hefka. We say this thing that is shavius, this thing that really has a value of money, we're saying it doesn't have a value, and you lose the kedushin. Or make the bia of nus. But l'chayr, if we're saying over here that midrabanan, this is chametz, either because we're already in the sixth hour and chametz is already usher, or because the taste is saying it's chametz neikshav, but chametz neikshav is usher midrabanan. Once it's chametz midrabanan, l'maisa, once the rabanan is usher, it has no value. once it has no value, even with the rice, it wouldn't be a kedushin. It's an alternative pshat, but it's almost really a kasha. Why does Rashi have to come on to afkur abanu kedushin b'nei and to abanu mafkia the kedushin with this power that we always use of hefkbes and hefker? You know, you should have to come on to it. Once we're saying it's chametz midarabanan, and chametz midarabanan has no value. Chametz midarabanan is aser midarabanan, but it's aser midarabanan bana. Once something's aser midarabanan bana, we find this for the first news elsewhere. Once something's aser, even though it's only aser bana midarabanan, once it's aser bana midarabanan, it doesn't have a dollar value. Once it doesn't have a dollar value, it doesn't have a dollar value on a derice level either. Even though midarais is not usr. Even though midarais is not usr, once it's usr midarabanan, it has no value. Once it has no value, you can't make a kedushin. Even on a biblical level, you can't make a kedushin because this is a worthless item in our society, right? It doesn't make a difference if midarais, the Torah wouldn't have called it chametz. So that could have been, I think, another suggestion why over here it wouldn't be a kedushin. Again, for our purposes, the Gemara is just bringing a raya back down on a more simple level that once it's midarabanan usr in the sixth hour, it's considered already usr and you can't be mevatel. It's too late to mevatel in the sixth hour. It's too late to mevatel. So the sixth hour was an option. Fourth to fifth hour is not connected to any action, and therefore they made the Isser way back by the Chas, the Bedika. Okay.
See, what you're saying is what Rashi is saying. By making it Hefker,
I hear. It could be, but to me, it doesn't sound like it. Because you have to come into Afkuya then. It's not what?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm elevating it to Rashi.
No, I'm not agreeing with you. Because I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. I think that Rashi is saying a different side of the mafkia, the kedushin, and over here the pshat is after that. It's the same thing as if I gave a non shavu peruta. Maybe you're right. Shkayach. Okay. Lebasi sura lematzim vatli. Ask the Gemara. Is that pashit that after it's usher you can't do bittel? But this is going by chametz. I have a tanya hayesh beis medesh. The person singing the beis medesh. The niska sheish chametz seich beisai. And he remembers his chametz in his house. Mevatli belibai. He should mevatli in his heart. He's sitting in the beis medesh and he remembers there's chametz in his house. Now, we're going to see the significance with sitting in the Beis Medrash. It's very nice, beautiful. That's where a person should always be. But what's the significance that he's sitting in the Beis Medrash? We'll see that shortly. So he's Mevatel, the Chametz, Belibai. Now, before we can go further, he's Mevatel, Belibai? So the Ramban says, there's a Raya to Rashi's Mahalach. There's a Raya that we're not talking about Hefker. We're talking about a different a concept of Bittel. Bittel is, I'm saying this thing has no chashivas to me. It's considered like Afrod Alam, it's garnished to me. I'm not saying it's Hefker for everyone to take. That's not the point. I'm saying it's no chashivas, therefore, I'm not even by Matzah. If you're talking about a situation of Hefker, Libay is not good enough. You have to verbalize. It's not verbal belief. It doesn't help. You have to verbalize. I'm mafkir this. So that's how the Ramban learns a raya from our Gemara from Libay again to the Mahalach. Even saying from Rashi that the hefker, that the bittel is Libay. However, other Rishonim argue and say no. Libay just means he certifies in his heart. He has to make sure, he has to be convinced in his heart to go do am I a hefker. That's all. We know hefker only works if you it really means it. So he has to really mean it. That's all. But we don't mean specifically Libay as opposed to Bepeh. Okay. Says the Gemara, Echad Shabbos, he has part of the meaning for the Raya, Echad Shabbos, Vechad Yomtiv. He does this with the Shabbos Yomtiv. Now, we're saying Bittul only works before the Isser. So before the Isser, which means Erev Pesach, I can first state that we're talking about Erev Pesach, that fell on Shabbos. Shabbos makes sense. What does it mean, Yomtiv? Echad Shabbos, Echad Yomtiv, I can do it on Yomtiv. He's sitting in Shir on Yomtiv and he's Mevatel Chametz. Which Yomtiv? The only Yomtiv, obviously, is Pesach. If it's ready Pesach, you just said, you can't be Mevatel once it's Pesach. So it's ready, it's out of his shus. Says Marbisham Shabbos, Shabbos makes sense. Where Erev Pesach the 14th fell out on Shabbos, perfect. So he's sitting there in the shul learning. He realized he has some chametz. He says, "I better be mevatel it." By the way, the case the Freshim explain is it's not really chametz yet. It's dough that was rising. Right? It's dough that was, the Gemara's gonna say in a second. Let's wait for the Gemara. Fine. Ella Yomtiv, Ella Yomtiv. At this point, I take it back. At this point, the Gemara thinks we're talking about Chametz Mamish. He's Mevatel Chametz on Erev Pesach in his house. Ella Yomtiv, Basi Suru. But if it's Yomtiv ready, it's ready Isser, it's ready Yomtiv. He can't Mevatel because we're saying it's out of his shus. He doesn't have the ability to Mevatel it. That's a whole Svara. Once it's Yomtiv, it's too late to Mevatel. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rach Yaakov, Hacha B'Talmud Yeshu Fei Rabbi Eskinan. So now if it's beautiful, we're talking about Yeshu Beis Medrash. We're talking about a Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rebbe. And what's the significance of that? A Talmud in front of his Rebbe, it's chutzpah to leave in the middle of the shir. He doesn't want to get up in the middle of the shir. So he knows he's got this problem. He's got, the Gemara's going to explain now, I spoke and I dropped too early. The Gemara's going to explain now, we're talking about a case where there's dough that's rising. It's not chametz yet. We know we have 18 minutes just means that's a shir that you guarantee that did not become chametz. But really, dough does not become chametz for a long time. Dough does not become chametz until it rises and you start to see cracks in the top, starts to get like dry and cracks in the top of the dough, and that rises. That's when it's really chametz. till then it's not chametz. We're extra makbid to be make sure that we don't get close to that. 18 minutes, we guaranteed there's no possible, no issues at all. So, okay. So now, he's sitting in the shir by the Rebbe, he's scared to leave, and says, Gemara, v'nizkashish isa mugal spesach beitzai. And he realizes that he has a dough that's rising in his house. It's not chametz yet. But he's scared it's going to become chametz before he has a chance to go home. Had he been able to go home, he'd go home and bake it right away, which is unbelievable. We're talking about people that are baking on Yontif. This is back in the day. They would bake flour and water on Yontif. They just did it fast enough. Don't remember. If you're not so worried about if they, back in the day, a few things were very different. Back in the day, their matzahs did not look like our crackers. Their matzahs were more like lafas. Like the Sfaradim today still have thicker matzahs than we have. Their matzahs were more like lafas. They just didn't allow the dough to rise, but they still made it like lafa. And you see very clearly back in the day, they made actual matzah, we'll call it, obviously it wasn't bread. They made matzah on Pesach. We don't do any of that stuff. A, we don't do it on Pesach, for sure. We don't get involved. It's too scary for us, number one. And number two, even Erev Pesach matzah, this whole tumult about doing it Erev Pesach. Forget about Pesach itself. And this goes back right to the time of Vilna Gaon. He was nervous about Erev Pesach matzah because, you know, it could end up being chametz. People are, it's too close to Pesach. People are nervous, they're stressed. But we certainly don't bake on Pesach, nor our matzah also thicker, which would actually be very relevant for the Gemara coming up in four lines for now. Our matzahs are much thinner, sorry. Their matzahs back then were thicker. They used to bake on Pesach and make thicker matzahs. Okay, says the Gemara. So he's scared it's going to become chametz until he gets back from the shir because he can't leave the shir. So therefore, he goes and he's mevatlet before it becomes chametz. On Pesach, we said he can't be mevatlet. Once it's chametz, it's out of your rishus. He can't be mevatlet. Till it becomes chametz, while it's still rising, it didn't finish rising yet to become chametz. It's not chametz yet. If it's not chametz yet, he can mevatlet it prior to it becoming chametz. That is, therefore, that is a solution why we're not coming out to bittul on yamtiv of chametz. It's bittul on yamtiv before it becomes chametz. They can. I mean, the Gemara says the diak that we pointed out. How is that relevant to the story? If a guy remembers the es chametz, so bimvatul right now. Teretz says you can't bimvatul chametz on yamtiv. We're talking about he's remembering about it before it becomes chametz. And had he been in a different scenario, he'd go home and bake it to avoid it becoming chametz. He's stuck where he is. He's by the shir, by the beis medrash, by the rebbe. He can't leave, and therefore he's just bimvatul it in order that the chametz should not be his. If by chance it rises and becomes chametz, it'll be out of his rishus. Okay. Amar Rabba bar Afuna Amar Rav. Hapas she'ifsa. Let's say you have a piece of bread that became spoiled. And the fact that it became spoiled makes it impossible to tell whether it was chametz or matzah. Now this is, again, a clear raya that their matzah is very different than our matzah, right? Our matzah doesn't spoil. Our matzah can last for years, make it a little stale. Our matzah doesn't get spoiled. Bread gets spoiled. Matzah doesn't get spoiled, number one. Number two, our matzah is so different than our challah. Even if it's spoiled, you can see a very big difference between moldy bread and matzah that somehow got moldy. You'd be able to see a very big difference. So clearly this is, again, going with what we pointed out before, that their matzah was different. Their matzah also had a bread-like, more of a bread-like feel to it. And again, I don't use the word bread because bread in our minds is chametz, but their matzah was more of a lechem matzah, not a, as opposed to chametz matzah, but it was a lechem. And therefore, when it spoiled, it was hard to tell in this particular case whether it was matzah that spoiled or chametz that spoiled. So the question is, do you have to worry about this being chametz? I mean, if it's spoiled, not how much you can eat it, but maybe the rest of the piece. Do you have to worry that it's chametz or not? Kivin shirav sa matzah muteris. If it was in a box, and rave of the, at this point, the Mara understands this to mean rav sa means rave. Rave of the usage of this box is a box is for matzah purposes, then you consume it's matzah. If rave of the usage of the box is for chametz purposes, then you gotta worry that it's chametz. Said the Mara, what's the case? The Mara eliminates seemingly the most obvious line in the world. I'm not sure why the Mara says this, but the Mara does eliminate this obvious possibility. If he knew it was chametz, the piece of paper became spoiled, just goes rave of the box was matzah. Who cares that the rave of the box is matzah? This piece he knows is chametz, which is fairly obvious. Mara says, avada, that can't be the case. Ella, delaya dinan bay ichametzu imata. Must be, you don't know if it's chametz or not. So my iria kirav sa matzah. Ask the Gemara, why am I busy making a focus on what the rave of the box, what the box is used for primarily? Is it a box that's rave of the usage has been matzah or rave has been chametz? Go based on what's been last. It's clear, the Gemara means a few levels over here. It's clear the last usage, we're talking about Pesach now. So the last usage is matzah, that's for sure. And more than that, you did a bedika. Presumably you did a bedika, unless you happen to have forgotten that spot. You did a bedika before Pesach, before you put the matzah in, to make sure that it's clean from chametz. So go basra, go based on the latest usage, go based on what was used the most recent, which is matzah, and say, therefore there's matzah, even if rave the year, you use it for chametz. Right now, this is being used for matzah, and you should assume it is matzah. The cool of the Gemara says, it shouldn't be obvious, you go based on the last usage. Says the Gemara, proof to this idea that you go based on the most recent usage, Mila Tanan. Didn't we learn, there's a mission, of course, regarding the dinim of Meister Sheni. It's a mission actually in Shkolim and on Perek Zion, but the halachas over here is about Meister Sheni monies. Let's see, the money they found in front of those who sell animals in Yerushalayim Lo'ilam Meister, those are forever considered Meister Sheni. Why? The economy in Yerushalayim had a huge boon for Meister Sheni because people who had all their parents all around Eretz Yisrael that were Meister Sheni, they don't want to schlep them to Yerushalayim, so they would designate the Paris Kedusha Meister Sheni onto money. They of course also had to add a fifth, which by the way is really like a quarter, right? For every $100 you have to add 25. It's a fifth from the outside, right? A fifth of the final number. So every 100 becomes 125. So every time a person had $100 worth of payers, he ended up bringing $125 worth of Meister Sheni money to Yerushalayim. And to spend that money on fruit could take a long time. He had to park himself there for weeks to buy that amount of fruit. So he used to buy animals and he used to bring carbonus. That was very common. He didn't have to bring carbon, but they'd buy an animal, buy a shlamim, bring a carbon. They'd buy animals to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. So any money found near the sellers of animals in Yerushalayim, I always consider Meister Sheni because you could assume it's all the influx of people. It was a constant economy boost. All the influx of people coming to buy animals to eat in Yerushalayim, and therefore that money is Meister Sheni. Which, by the way, is interesting because if it fell from the purchasers, then it makes sense. That's Meister Sheni money. The second that money goes to the seller, the seichrim, that money becomes chulin again, and now the kedusha of the Meister Sheni goes on to the animal. So at that point, if the money fell from the seichrim, from the sellers, it would be also vayter chulin money. But because we're not sure if it fell from the seichrim or from the buyers or from the seller, and if it's from the buyers, it's for sure Meister Sheni money because it fell before they used up the kedusha. Therefore, we go to the chumra and we say as it's in a Meister Sheni. Okay, that's the first din over there. Bar bias. Good. Yeah, you say that's what's more mistavrits from the buyers. Could be. I think the mefarshim. Yeah, the mefarshim speak out. The mefarshim speak out that it's a nice idea. The mefarshim speak out that we are aware that it could be from the sellers, but because we're talking about Meister Sheni, which is a derais tikkadin, we go l'chumra. That's the mefarshim speak out. I mean, it's ready. Look on the check out Rashi. Okay. Says the Gemara right there, Har Habayis, if the coins were found on Har Habayis, chulin, then you could assume it's chulin. Coins on Har Habayis throughout the year, you could assume it's chulin. Even Bei Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where people are bringing money to spend, right? In Yerushalayim, we have this concern. But by the Har Habayis, you have the fact that maybe some of the new money is Meister Sheni, but money throughout the year there wasn't necessarily Meister Sheni. And why would I assume this money that's found today, punked, fell today? Maybe it fell, I mean, even though you say normally money's found, but maybe it fell throughout the year. And if you go bust the rave, you say it's chulin. In Yerushalayim, it goes as follows. B'shas regel, Meister. If it fell, B'shas regel. It's Meister, B'shayim, B'shayim, chulin. The rest of the year, it's chulin. And ask says the Gemara, what's the pshat? Farmer of Shmaya, Braid of Zera. My time, what's the difference the rest of the year? That would dafka by is it Meister? The rest of the year it's chulin. Hail the shuki yishlaim asuin the schabim choyim. They used to sweep the shukim, the marketplace, which we presumably you found the money. They used to sweep it every day. So if there's money, they would have been found. So the money was swept. So all year round, the money is assumed to be chulin because you don't have all these visitors coming up. So we assume again by the animal dealers, it's Meister Sheni money. But throughout the shuk, you could assume that money is regular market. That money is regular chulin. Yishalosh regalim, where you flooded the people being oiler regal, and all those people are bringing all their abundance of Meister Sheni money with them. Then we have to be concerned. So throughout the year, we say it's chulin. On the Shalosh Regalim, we say it's Meister Sheni. Why don't we say maybe it's money that fell throughout the year? Teretz is because they sweep the markets every day. So they sweep the markets all the time. So that money is, this is the main point we need for Araya. Since the markets are swept all the time, so the money that is there, that's found now, must be the most recent money. And the most recent money is money from the people, Eile Regal, which we have to be concerned is Meister Sheni money. And Har Habayis, by the way, ironically enough, they didn't sweep all the time, because since it was raised up, so all the dirt, it didn't get that dirty and dusty in the first place because it was higher up. And even if it got a little wet, whatever, it would roll down with the water and the moisture and the dirt would roll down. So it didn't have to be cleaned nearly as often. So Har Habayis, we say, we could still assume the money was from all year round. And therefore, it's always considered chulin. In the Shukim, in the Shvaka Yerushalayim, then we have to assume that maybe since it was swept up during the year, it's chulin. But at this time of year, you go based on the most recent monies. That's the key point. The most recent monies. And the most recent monies are Meister Sheni. Says the word Alma. Amrino, we say, kamay, kamay, azlay. The original monies were cleaned away and they're gone. The earlier coins are gone. Hanechmininu. And these coins that are found later, these are different coins. So, hachanami, by the box of matzo over here, that we find some matzo that's spoiled, and you're not sure if it's matzo or chametz, say, kamay, kamay, azlay, the original bread, the chametz stick of bread, even if that was the rave, is gone. Vahaydaydanu. And this new is from the most recent batch of bread, of matzo bread, which is good for Pesach. Says the Mari, you're right. But over here it's spoiled. It's gone spoiled. Therefore we're concerned it's not so fresh. Meaning it's not so new. So it's not from the new batch. Had we known it's from the new batch, about the new batch was all Pesach dik. But we thought maybe this may come from the old batch because it is so spoiled. Ask the Mara, so then go the other way. So then go the other way. What does it help you that rave of the usage of matzah in this box was kosher for Pesach dik matzah? But if it's so spoiled, then it for sure came from an earlier man, from way back when it was chametz. And therefore, just because rave of the usage has been the most recent batch of matzah, this is so old, it came from prior to that, says the Gemara. Rav explains, here's if you read it. Don't say shiravta. Shiravta means you have a rave of matzah as opposed to chametz. That's not the type of the words. Shiravta means rave of Pesach has passed. Rave of the days of matzah are gone. Meaning, let's say we have matzah for 8 days, so 6 of the days are passed already, which means there's enough time that it could have been spoiled on Pesach. So that haguf is a suffix. That's the shaila. In fact, if you're on the 6th day of Pesach, you're finding in your box a spoiled piece of matzah. Isn't it clear it's matzah? So Mar says, like, to push ruba. Again, we're talking about where it's very spoiled, and therefore we say as follows. I would have thought, keeping the Pishim Ruba, since it's very spoiled, since it's for sure very spoiled, it must be full-fledged chametz. Kamash Mulan, keeping the Shurub Mimatzi Lui, since it's very far into Pesach, it's very possible that it's after Pesach. Aye, how could something in 6 days become, again, this is totally, our matzahs don't spoil forever. How could something in 6 days become spoiled? This fits with the other idea we spoke about before, that on Pesach, back in the day, they used to bake matzahs. Since they baked matzahs, you know what they did? Besides for the matzahs being more bready, they would take matzahs and take fresh new matzahs and put it into the same box. You take hot, fresh matzah in the same box. You know what it does to the matzah that were already there, that already were baked and cooled off and already sitting there for a day or two? They get now hot again, but they're not fresh from the oven. They just get hot. They get moist and hot. And what happens? They spoil quickly. Says the Gemara, Amrina koyam v'yam enama chamima up of shadu lui. Every day you kept taking hot, fresh, baked matzah and putting it into this box. If you push it away and cause the other matzah that was there to get spoiled. Therefore, I have no indication from the level of spoilage, even though it looks quite spoiled. I don't know if it's ready laying into Pesach. It could have been spoiled on Pesach itself. It could have been spoiled from before Pesach. And if we say, if rave the days of Pesach are out already, then we say you can go to the kula and assume that it is matzah, not chametz. Okay, ask the Gemara, Mezlin Basra Basra. So we're saying now this is said that really you go Basra Basra. Over here you couldn't because it was very spoiled. Over here we weren't sure. It's very spoiled, therefore we had to tweak it a bit. But as general rule, we're saying, like in the case of Marisa Shani, you go based on the most recent situation. Says Gemara, is that so? Vatanya, Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Legabe Meisah Sheni, Teva Sheshav Shuvah, Maschulim Meisah. Let's say you have a box that you use the box sometimes for personal coins, sometimes for Meisah Sheni coins. And now you're not sure, and you find the coin and you're not sure what it's for. In Rav Chulin, Chulin, Rav Meisah Meisah. You say, if Rav the usage of this box is Chulin, the coin can be assumed to be Chulin. If Rav the usage of the box was Meisah, you have to assume it was Meisah. Vamai, Leis the Basa Basa, go based on the most recent usage. Amav Nach Beitzlak, Hach Meis Kinon, Kegain Shin Esam Shabam. The Gemara gives three answers actually. Says Gemara, answer number one. The case where it was being used for Mais Chulin and Mais Meiser, so the first part that we already knew is a box that's used for Chulin and Meiser, and he just wasn't sure which was the last one. You're right. If we knew the last one was Meiser, you'd say it's Meiser. If you knew the last one was Chulin, you'd say it's Chulin. We're not sure which is the last. That's part of the suffix. He found the coin, then he can't remember what was my last usage. Was it Meiser or was it Chulin? And therefore, we say go Basar Rave. If Rave the usage historically was Chulin, you consume it's Chulin. If Rave the usage historically was Meiser, he has to assume it's Meiser. Okay. And Liza, you can ask a question over here. You can ask me back now. I told you before the reason why Lefnei Sercha Behema was we go to Chumrah because the suffix on the right side, Meiser Sheni, we go to Chumrah. Here, apparently, we're not sure which one it is. And we're saying you're letting me make a lakula. The answer is because you go basa rave. Rave is considered an haga that on a derisa level that allows you not to go, not to be machmer. Okay, why don't you go basa rave over there? Let's leave it for now. Fine. Says Gemara, Rav Zvidamar, Gyan Shashamshu, but Tziburin, Tziburin. You used to use the box with piles, meaning there are piles of chulin and piles of Meisah Sheni at the same time. So I used the box for both. I just had, sounds a little dangerous, but I had on the right side of the box was my chulin, the left side of the box was my Meisah Sheni, and I found the coin somewhere in the middle. And I don't know, it wasn't part of the pile. It fell off one of the piles. I'm not sure which pile it fell from. So we say, if Raiv is Chulin, Chulin. If Raiv is Meisah Sheni, Meisah Sheni. It's answer number two. Answer number three, Rav Papa Amar, Kigayin Deshtabach Baguma, Deshtakach Baguma. You found the coin in a Guma. So a Guma, this is a big Yisayin, that if you find the coin in a hole, so it could have gone through many iterations of Chulin, Ma'aseh Sheni. Use it separately. You never use it for the both at the same time. Use it separately. But you may have gone through many iterations, not even noticing when you sweep out the coins from the box, when you sweep it out with your hands, you didn't notice that coin that was buried in the corner over there. And then when you find it, you know it could have been there for a long time. You have no clue when it was there. So the fact that this one was used last is not a mila, it's not a raya, because since it's in a spot where it could easily be buried and missed, you know, the fact that it's there most recently isn't a good indication. Therefore, we revert back to right. By the way, the Mefarsh point out, the same thing would be by going back to Shuk Yishlayim. When you find something Shuk Yishlayim because it's swapped every day, you can assume it's like the most recent usage. Therefore, by Shalosh Regalim, it's considered Ma'aseh Sheni. Throughout the year, it's considered Chulin. What if you find something that was buried a couple of inches into the ground? Same idea. Once it's buried a couple of inches into the ground, then you wouldn't be saying, oh, go bust to the last situation. You'd have to go bust or go on the Rave. What's Rave of the money's in this location? Is a Chulin, is a Ma'aseh Sheni? You go bust the Rave because over there, you can't go based on the most recent usage because once it's buried, there's no reason to say it's been buried for a day. Maybe it's been buried for a month or a year. And therefore, you go based on Rave the usage. Okay. New sugya. I'm reviewing that. I mean, I should say new full sugya. New topic within our sugya of bedika. Habaydik sari shevarich. A person who does bedika has to make a bracha. Now, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Don't we make a bracha on all mitzvahs? A person does a mitzvah, we make a bracha. We make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Mamra, Baydik. From Ravuda, Tzarech, Sheyavarech, and the Mara is going to focus much more on what is the bracha. What's the chiddush? What is the exact nusach bracha? What's the chiddush in the bracha itself? So the Rishonim give a couple of answers. The Rashba, actually, we'll just say for the Rashba and Ritva, they give slightly different, but they overlap each other. So we're going to say it as one answer. And the answer is pretty simple, that the Ikar Mitzvah B'dika really was there just to lead to a beer, to lead to destruction, to lead to destroying the chametz. When we burn the chametz, maybe, when you ultimately vatal the chametz, when you burn it, maybe then you make the bracha. I would think that the bedika itself, the searching, is simply like a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation for the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. And therefore, it doesn't need a bracha. Kamash b'lan derabbanan ugezer, a din of mitzvah of bedika midrabbanan. And therefore, you make a bracha on the bedika itself. I mean, the Rashba and the Ritva, you have to see inside that the nuances are dropped different, whether it's a achana or whether it's just the beginning of the mitzvah. Meaning, one of them, I think it's the Rashba and say it's the beginning of the mitzvah, but it's like one long mitzvah, which is a little harder to understand. So they make the bracha. When it's the beginning of the mitzvah, you make the bracha. But the Ritva is more clearly, it's a hechsher of the mitzvah. I would have thought, kamash b'lan, it's not. Let me make a bracha. Okay, what bracha do you make? By mevarech says the Gemara. Rav Papi Amar Rav Shmuel Rava Levar Chametz. Rav Papi Amar Rav Shmuel Rava Al Bir Chametz. So very, 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 very easy to confuse. They're both the name of Rava, but it's machlekes Rav Papi and Rav Papa. The machlekes is you make a bracha Levar Chametz, right? Or you make a bracha Al Bir Chametz. What is the underlying discussion? Oh, I have to be very, very clear in the Gemara. What's the underlying machlekes here? The underlying machlekes is we know we make brachas. It's going to be the Gemara is going to spell it out for us. This din. All the way towards the bottom of Ambeis, relatively quick Gemara about brachas, very shmaka. You said this to Gemara, but we know the what's the set of brachas? All mitzvahs, all brachas mitzvahs. When do you make them? Ayver las yasan. You have to make very good. You have to make the bracha ayver las yasan before you do the ayver las yasan means before you perform the mitzvah. You make the bracha prior to performing the mitzvah. We make the bracha al mitzvahs this, and then we do the mitzvah. So the question is, which one of these brachas connote a lashon of what I'm about to do as opposed to maybe what I've done? So really, to be more clear, everyone is going to agree, the Mara is going to spell out for us, I'll speak outside now, everyone agrees, levar chametz, to get rid of chametz, to do this, is going on the future, which is perfect. Everyone agrees that's really good lashon. The machlekes is, albir chametz, does that mean albir chametz on the, regarding the destruction of chametz, the disposal of chametz that I'm going to do, or that I've already done? Is albir chametz also futuristic, or is that perhaps going back in the past? That's the Gemara. So Rav Papi says again, Levi, Rav Papi says, Albir. Saying levar, everyone agrees the lashon levar is clearly laba mashba. That's for sure a good lashon. That's not a shayla. Top of a base. Keep pligi balbir. The machlokes is albir balbir. Marsav or Meikara Mashba. Rav Papi says Albir means Meikara, and therefore it's no good. And therefore, it's not. Therefore, Rav Papi says Dafka Levar, but Meikara that already happened. It's too late. Well, Marsav or Laba Mashba. Rav Papa says it means Laba. It means going forward, and therefore it's still good. Now, what's the obvious kash if we go further? So, if everyone agrees Levar is good, very good, Leon. If everyone agrees Levar is good, so then why not just say Levar? Why pick a lushan that there's episode, there's what to have machlek is about? There's a question. So if the Elam remembers from Shabbat, from Brachas, the Elam, there's a beautiful sushta, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, we said that there's a shalom, the nusach of Maitzi Lechem in Aretz, or Ha Maitzi Lechem in Aretz. And Maitzi, I think the Gemara comes out over there, if I may be mixing up which one it is, but the crux of the Gemara and the Yishuv over here is beautiful, is very simple. One lushan is for sure good. Maitzi, I think, is for sure good. Ha Maitzi, which is what we say, could have been taished in the future, could have been taiched in the past, right? Hamaitzi is Chamer Mitzrayim. That was the Gemara's Tushah over there. Isn't that going on in the past? Hamaitzi? How's that going in the future, right? So the Gemara said, no, but Maitzi is going in the future. What do? We the Maitzi make Hamaitzi. Why? If Maitzi is an easier Lashon, why is Hamaitzi? Gemara says, because when you make the Lashon that is more of a Chiddush, that it's still a correct lashon, that demonstrates a bigger level. I mean, it's similar to the idea of koyach teira adif, right? It shows a bigger level of chachma, a bigger level of learned, being learned. So on the contrary, if albeit, that seems to be, I mean, there may be other svaras as well, but the simplest svar that we can tell too from brachos is, if albeit is good, it's better to use albeit, if albeit is good, if it's good. But Rav Papi held, it's not talking no good. Therefore, he went to Levar Chometz, whereas Rav Papi held, albeit is good, therefore he used albeit. The Mar has a few questions on Rav Papi that we see elsewhere. These lashons of al is used kaseder. I mean, everyone can think of offhand, we use al all the time. The Mar is going to bring a bunch of these situations like al mila. The Mar is going to ask from al mila. The Mar is going to ask from al shchita, al mila, and the like. And we're going to have to answer why Rav Papi says those are okay. Let's see. Says the Mar, meisve. Baruch Hashem, obviously, Baruch Hashem, that we didn't speak out before us either. That goes without saying. That's part of the bracha. Asher kiddushem v'tzvayisav v'tzivanu, even by the rabbanans. Asher kiddushem v'tzivanu, and we're saying either levar chametz or albir chametz. Ask Gemara. Or if we say v'tzivanu alamila, I lechara according to Papi should be no good. We make the bracha before the mila, right? That's not what we said. We make the bracha over the siyasan, but al mila sounds like regarding the mila that was already done according to Rav Papi. Hasa making it. The Mara says over there, what are you going to say? Name a lamel to say a bracha lamel. Lamel has a connotation that it's on me. It's incumbent on me to do this mila. It's not incumbent on each person to do the mila. Does he have to do the mila? Someone else can do the mila. Every person has to get gemalot. Every person has gemalot, but each person has to do a mila, right? So therefore, the lashon lamel doesn't pass. It's not a true statement that I was commanded to do mila. I'm not commanded to do mila on any specific person. I mean, I have my child, my son. We'll get that in a second. The Mara is going to ask that's akasha. But typically, I'm not meshuvah to do mila on any other person. Therefore, lamel is too strong of a lashon. Therefore, we have no choice. We say ala mila. That's what Papi's answer says. Gemara, what do you mean? Avia ben Mike Lemer. But we know there is a mitzvah avala ben, right? Kedushin nachavtes. We know there's a mitzvah for the father to do a mila on the son. That is a direct mitzvah. So let the father, at least when the father is making bris mila, let him say lamel. What's the answer? En hachanami. And I haven't seen this firsthand. I know a few cases of fathers who did bris milas on their children that I do know of, but I don't remember either being there. I'm not sure if I was there b'shas ma'isa, or I don't remember what the bracha they make. But Agamar is saying that what bracha do you make? Agamar is saying very clearly, and echrami, according to our papi at least, when a father does a mila on his son, he makes a bracha lamal. The truth is, Rav Papi held you make a bracha a levar chametz, right? And we're lemaisa, I think we say albir chametz. Anyway, I see son said we pass like him. But the point is that by bismila, according to Rav Papi, when the father does himself, he taka says lamo. Meisve, next kasha. Baruch Hashem Kisham says veno al shchita. By shchita also you say al shchita. According to Rav Papi, you should be saying lishchait. Says the Gemara again, same answer. Hasam hechi name. What you say? Name a lishchait. Is there a chiv to shecht? More than that, of course you have to eat shechted meat. But do I have to shecht? Most of us till today we eat meat that was shechted by others. Leisagi lab ishachet. Is it on him and coming on him to shecht? And therefore you don't say lishchait. Therefore you say al shchita. Pesach. The kachim, ma'ik lemeimer, pesach kachim by karban by pesach and kachim, which there is a mitzvah on the person to bring the car pesach. There is a mitzvah to do it. What do you say? And achlami, Rav Papa say you're right. Over there you should say al instead of saying al mitzvahs pesach or al shchitas pesach. You say lishchait, right? You say lishchait. You'd say directly on the person because there's a chiyuv. And achlami, you wouldn't say al in that case. You say with the lamed alone without the al according to Rav Papi. Meisve. Further questions. Ha'isa lulav latzmei. A person makes lulav for himself. Whoa. A person makes a lulav, he makes a shechianu. When he's making the lulav, when he's preparing, again, only for himself, but he makes a shechianu. So, pause for a second. Before we even get to the Mar's question, the Mar's going to ask for the lashon of al mitzvos, al atilos lulav, that we make in a second. But before that, why don't we have a shechianu by bedika? By lulav, we make, I understand my shechita is not zman related. I can say shechita is not zman related. But why by, go back to the bedika. Why by bedika do we not make a shechianu by the bedika, like you make a shechianu by lulav, and like we're going to see in the next Gemara, that we make a shechianu by sukkah as well. When you build a sukkah, you make a shechianu in building a sukkah as well. Why don't we make a shechianu when we are doing the bedika? So the truth is, the iter first brings erechami. The Agamar didn't speak about it, but you make a shechianu. Just like you make a bedika, you make a shechianu. The Rush points out that no, we don't make a shechianu. Why? Because we rely on Kiddush. When we make Kiddush on Pesach night, that's why we make a shechianu. And the truth is, we do the same thing by Lulav and by Sukkah. We don't make a shechianu, we don't build a Sukkah anymore, they used to. We make a shechianu, that's what the Gemara brings. What our Mahanag is, that when we make Kiddush the first night of Sukkot, we have in mind for the Sukkah itself also. The shechianu is going for the Sukkah itself, not just for the mitzvah of eating the sukkah, for the building of the sukkah itself. That's the same one of the same shechianu for everything. And similar by lulav, we make a bracha when we take the lulav. Basically, our common practice, explains the Rosh, is we make a bracha b'shas, we do the mitzvah, not just by the prep for the mitzvah, even though back in the day, when you're preparing for a zman-related mitzvah, the Gemara seems to indicate very clearly there was some sort of haga of making shekhinah then. The Itter wants to say that by when it comes to bedikas chametz, there's no zman kavua. Obviously, the first words of our masechta are Ur l'arbasa, that we do bedika on the 14th at night, so that is seemingly zman kavua, but we know if a person leaves his house before the 14th, if he leaves the house before the 14th, he does bedika earlier. So a person can do bedika even any time within 30 days of the 14th, and therefore, since it's not such a zman kavua, we don't make a shechenu. We only make a shechenu not just on a zman-related mitzvah, on a zman-related mitzvah that has a more fixed zman. Since there's no fixed zman, we don't do it, which again, wouldn't it be an answer yet, because Agamar right now is holding that when you bind the lulav, you can bind the lulav any day before a sukkah, and that's also sufficient, and you make a shechenu then. So l'chari, at this point, that wouldn't have been a good enough answer. Ultimately, it's a good enough answer, because we're going to make our shechianu b'shas netiyas lulav, but at this point, that still should be shver, but that is the answer of the Itter. Other shechianu want to say, and there's a big yisayid, there's a famous yisayid, that you only make a shechianu when there's simcha. You only make a shechianu when there's simcha. That's actually, if you remember, we spoke this out, why we don't make a shechianu by svira. Why make a shechianu by svira? So one of the answers he said is, you do. You know when you make a shechianu by svira? Shavuos. You're counting 49 days of Shavuos. Shechianu v'sfira is by Shavuos to make Shechianu. But others want to say, I think it's a Ran in the end of Pesachim, where the Ran says, you don't make a Shechianu on Sfira. Why? Big Yisayid? Because what are we counting? We're counting to Omer. What do we have Bezman Azeh? No Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring the carbon Omer. We're starting a count of 49 days of Omer that we can't, from the Omer, sorry, it's from the Omer. From the Omer, from the second day of Pesach, that we couldn't bring. We're doing a count of something that we can't, reminding us of a Beis HaMikdash we don't have. That's the opposite of Simcha, and we don't make a Shechianu when there's no Simcha involved. Only mitzvahs have simcha about make shechenu, says the other Rishonim. I forgot who says over here, maybe it's the same Ran who says it over here. They still see this Ran, or maybe it's Ran himself, and they say over here as well that when you're doing bedika, yeah, it's a mitzvah, of course, you're excited for Pesach, but the bedika itself is not exciting. The searching is not considered a simcha, it's not exciting, and therefore we don't make a shechenu. Yes. So back to the first question, Meisvei, ha isa lulav atzmei, a person makes a lulav for himself, and shechenu make a mitzvah again, and lazman azeh. Here's the part that we need, not the lotzis, but he picks up the lulav to be a lulav. Where bracha does he make? Here the Braisa elaborates the full bracha. Aimer, asher ki desham, besoyes vitzvano, al nathilas lulav. Now you say on the tilas, the chayetz kasher pap. According to pap, you should be saying lintel lulav. On the tilas lulav should be, it's, it can be mashma too late, mashma post facto. Says gemara shani hacha. No, lulav is different. The beinim the agba nothing. But when you pick up the lulav, you're ready yaitza. So over there specifically, you take a seil lush, which is mashma both laba and a shtickle lishavar. Why? Because lulav, once you pick it up, by the time you're making the bracha, you're ready with yaitza. That's why we pick it up with the esrik facing down. Purpose is yonai yaitza. The place can discuss when you pick it up and walk with it to shul. So you're taking it in the case when it's in the case and holding it directly. Then it's pasha. You don't invite yaitza. I ain't holding it directly. Then you're not yaitza. But when you're picking it up directly, we purposely put that Esrik pointing down and have kavanah not to be yetzah until we want to make the bracha and then we yetzah. But the Gemara is saying, in general, the reason why the bracha is al nitzilas lulav because typically you're already yetzah before you even make the bracha. In fact, the Gemara, the lashon b'risa shver, yachi latzis bay. It says the b'risa latzis bay, you pick up to be yetzah, yetzah by mimbayalei. When you picked up and you already were yetzah, the lashon b'risa, if you tell me the reason to make a bracha al nitzilas is because you already were yetzah, the lashon b'risa of latzis is shver. Says the Gemara, erech rami, you're right. Latzis in the lashon b'risa by lulav was really there, atu, Sukkah, Mishum to Kabbalah, Misney, Seifa, Leshav, Sukkah, Seifa needs to say Lush of Leshav, Sukkah, Tanarish, and I'm Lutzis by, therefore, the Seifa is also a Lush of Lutzis by Sukkah. It's going to, we're going to see, we're going to quote in a second, the Bryce speaks about being Yates of the Sukkah, when you go into the Sukkah to be Yates, therefore, we say Lush of Lulav, even though by Lulav, by the time you make the Bracha, you already were Yates. The Tanarish, Seifa says, how is the Sukkah last, but one person makes the Sukkah for himself. What does he say? Aimer, Baruch atah Hashem, the Kenem Echolam, Shechianu, Vikimanu, Vigyanu, Azman, Azeh, Nichnas, Leisav. So when he's making the Sukkah again, you make the Bracha, this is what he used to do. He used to make the Shechianu when you make the Sukkah, when you bind the Lulav, when you do the Bedika. That's what they used to do, according to some, according to Yitzhar. But Azman, Azeh, we only do a Peshas, the mitzvah itself. Okay. Nichnas, Leisav, but when you go into the Sukkah itself, we make a baruch hashem kisham says v'zvanu leishay v'sukkah. Since it's leishay v'sukkah over there, we said a lashon of latzis by a lashon of to be yetsa by lulav as well, even though you're already yetsa. Okay, says the gemara v'hilchasa al bir chametz. It's nice to be a mechalikas of papir. What bracha to make? We make the bracha of al bir chametz. This fits very well with the concept we said before that we make the bracha, which is the bigger chiddush. We make the bracha of al bir chametz, which is more of a chiddush. Now, Taisa just asks, really based on this next Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara first, then we'll go back to today's verse. Tukama may karbin and levruche. Everyone agrees, Rav Papi and Rav Papa both agree, you have to make the bracha before the mitzvah. The machlekes is this, which nusach represents that more clear. But everyone agrees, the bracha has to be made before the mitzvah. What's the source? That menon, damar vidam eshmuel, kol mitzvahs mevarchalim, ayver las yasun. All mitzvahs, you have to make a bracha, ayver las yasun. Ayver means prior to the mitzvah. Now, what do you mean, ayver means prior to the mitzvah? Ayver sounds like it could be after also. Ayver could mean he passed over. It's passed it already. Hadn't known means before. The mar means multiple psukim. Pasuk of one, nach, my mashvatai, ayver lishan dek. Do me, who had known this lush of ayver is before. Amr nach meitzuk, damar kova yartz, achimats, derech, hakikar, fayavar asakushi. Fayavar asakushi means he passed before the kushi. We have a pasuk coming up. We just laid Vayetze, coming up in Parsha Vayishlach. In this week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Gimel, Abai Amar, Mehachavu, Eivir Lefneim, Yaakov went before them. Yaakov passed before Esav and his 400 soldiers. Yaakov passed before them, Eivir Lefneim. Vibay say Mehachavu, or you could say from here, Vayavar Malkam Lefneim, Vashem Bereshim. The king goes before them, Vayavar. The king went before them, and Hashem is at the head. But again, Lashem Vayavar, we have three different pasuk. I'm showing Vayavar coming before. I forgot where I saw it, but what's shall we offer when being thinking of psukim? Yes, my Vayomer, what is all these extra psukim? It could be because typically Eivir indeed means after. So because Eivir means you passed over. Since we want to say Eivir means before, we have to show multiple places where the word Eivir can be before, and therefore we're trying to say it's a funny way to get out a message where it could have multiple meanings, but we want to get out a message that the mitzvahs make a brachas Eivir las yasser, fact taisvahs. So if that's the case, go back to Lulav. By Lulav, he said, the reason why you say even according to Papi, Al Natilas Lulav instead of Linta Lulav is because by the time you make the bracha, you're ready with Yetza. What do you mean? What happened to the dinner of making a bracha? Ayyvah Las Yasin, you blew it. You shouldn't be able to make a bracha at all. Answers to Yetza's biggest site. Even though the Lechat Chila is to make the brachas Ayyvah Las Yasin, it's if you didn't, as long as you're still being Asik in the mitzvah, you can make the brachas. Even though you make the bracha Ayyvah Las Yasin, as long as you're still being Asik in the mitzvah, you still are able to make the bracha. Says the Gemara, here's what we find by Tzitzfilim, by Tzitzes, and the like. Bei Rav Amri, the special Rav, they said that this is the klal again. You always make a bracha Eivah Las Yasin prior to the mitzvah, except for two exceptions, and we'll go through this gemara, and then we'll just wrap up and leave the rest for tomorrow. We'll finish the Talmud and Mitzvah tomorrow. Says the Chutz Minel Tefila Minah Shefer, except for Tefila and Shefer, going to mikvah and Shefer, those are excluded from Eivah Las Yasin over there. You make the bracha after the mitzvah, after the dunking in the mikvah, and after the Shefer blowing. The Mars and explain why on both of these. Bishlam Tefila Mars says Tefila, we understand Akati Gavra Lechazi, to make the bracha before you went to the mikvah is hard because you're not fit to make a bracha. What's going on? What's the case over here? Taisus first, we'll go Taisus. Taisus explains we're talking about a ger. The ger can't make a bracha until he goes to mikvah, until he's already a yid. So he makes stuff after going to the mikvah to make the bracha. Rashlans are talking about regular person's tummy. That we know Patakonis Ezra was that person that, let's say, Tumas Keri, he's not supposed to learn, not supposed to daven until he goes to the mikvah. So he can't make the bracha until he goes to the mikvah. Even though we're not makbid, we're not, the velt didn't take on the maisa. The velt's not makbid on the tefillah of Ezra. So if that's the case, you should make a bracha. We daven, we learn before going to the mikvah. So we should, even if you go to the mikvah, you should make the bracha before the mikvah. So they say, since Lamaisa, that was Tekanas Ezra, so even though it didn't stick, that part of it stuck. It's someone to say, according to Rashi, Taisu Chulin says, even more Gishmak, that they were Chasidim. Again, it happens to be Chasidim today that we know that we use the term Chasidim for. They are seemingly makbid for Tekanas Ezra. They go to the mikvah every day. Seemingly, that would be a way to be makbid for Tekanas Ezra, even though kind of defeats the purpose in a sense, according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that the reason go to the mikvah, not to be found by the Nashim, like Tana Gullim. So we make you go to the mikvah in order to prevent that. If you go every day anyway, that's not going to help that purpose. But overall, the Ikka mitzvah, the Ikka day of Tekanas Ezra, was for the to be tar, to get rid of the Tumah, the Chayr, so the Chasidim who go to the mikvah daily, some people are not Chasidim, most of them go to the mikvah daily, but Chasidim as a whole, much more common to go to the mikvah daily, they are Lamaisa, it comes out to an extent that they're makbid. There's a certain level of kabeda on Tefillas Ezra. So the Taisus in Chulin is not talking about those Chasidim. He's talking about the Chasidim, the pious ones, who even though the generations did not accept Tekanas Ezra, they took it upon themselves. So since those Chasidim took it upon themselves, the rest of the Velt follow suit and they make a bracha only afterwards in order to, because of the anhaga of the Chasidim. So, okay, either talking about a ger or talking about a person's tummy. And we're saying you make the bracha afterwards makes sense because you don't make the bracha before your yid or before you were matar yourself and the rest of Elam follow suit. Says the Gemara, but Shefer, what's the pshat? Ela Shefer, my time was probably Shefer, they make a bracha after the mitzvah. What's the pshat? What are you concerned? You're concerned that the Shefer is not going to work out? Maybe the kid's going to get messed up. Well, guess what? That same concern should be available by Shechita, by Mila. Maybe you won't be able to find the Erla skin. You maybe won't get a hold of it. You won't be able to do a proper Mila. Yacha, filo Shechita, Mila Nami. Elam Rav Chizda, you're right. Take out just Tevila. Leave Shefer out of the exclusions. Shefer's included. Chutzmer, Tevila, Bavad, Itmar. But everywhere else you make a bracha, Ayvas Yasin, except for Tevila. Tanya Mechi, Tavavala, the person went to the mikvah and came out. Bal Yasa, what does he say when he comes out? Baruch Hashem, Shem, Zot, Zonu, Al HaTfila makes a bracha, Al HaTfila. Last point on this. What about Netilas Yadayim, washing one's hands, Netilas Yadayim? So in the morning, for sure, person usually needs to go to the washroom. He slept all night, Yadayim, also Yadayim Askani is saying, he may have touched place that impure. He can't make a bracha before washing his hands, Netilas Yadayim in the morning. But I'm talking about, let's say, washing his hands in the middle of the day. Other brachas you make during the day, Mazayin, Shakal, Adama, whatever brachas you make during the day without washing, you don't wash your hands, you make a bracha. So what about the bracha of Netilas Yadayim? Before you wash your hands, you're washing hands in order to eat bread. This is a pay to eat bread to make sure you're Yadayim or not. You don't have to miss Yadayim Darabanan when eating bread, Gzeirah to Kachim. So you should wash your hands, make a bracha before Evlasasana washing hands. Indeed, I was told, I didn't see this again firsthand, but I was told that Rav Hirschel Shachta Shlita, he makes a bracha on washing Netilas Yadayim prior to the Netila. But what the Velt, it's what I believe most of the Velt on the Hanaga is to wash the hands and make a bracha while the hands are still wet. You make a bracha while the hands are wet. The idea of making while it's still wet still definitely fits very nicely with Tosfos. As long as the bracha is still negay, it's still asuk, you can make a bracha. Even when you're wiping hands, really, you can make a bracha also. Your hands are still clean from the netila, but l'chair, while it's still wet, it would be a milo to make a bracha. And perhaps even before you wash your hands, certainly this notion of talking while the hands are still wet, maybe it's b'di'evit, it's not ma'akiv, and you don't have to wash again, but certainly it would not make sense to talk before making a bracha, because we're saying that really l'chatchil the bracha should be able to assess before you even wash your hands. Certainly, even if we do it not before you wash your hands, but to talk in between the washing and the making a bracha would seem to be out of place. We'll stop if we'll pick up Mr. Fair tomorrow.